Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Carruthers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Don Carruthers. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kessinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mittewald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mitterwald strikes out. 1 out. Dave Rosello batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carruthers fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 3-2. White strikes out. 1 out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mackinnon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carruthers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kessinger is 0-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Monday is 0-1 in the game. Monday strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morales is 0-1 in the game. Morales hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jose Cardenal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cardenal is 0-1 in the game. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thornton is 0-1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Cardenal moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Trillo is 0-1 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Cardenal trying to get to home. Dwyer throws the ball into Carter, who tags Cardenal, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Thornton moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Biotner is 0-1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Foley is 0-1 in the game. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Dwyer is 0-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jorgensen is 0-1 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Foley moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Parrish is 0-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foley moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carter is 0-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kessinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Foley scores. Jorgensen moves to third. Parrish moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 1, Expos, 1. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Expos. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carruthers is 0 for 1 in the game. Carruthers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foley hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carruthers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rosello is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry White, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Pete Mackanin, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mackanin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mackanin hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carruthers is 0 for 2 in the game. Carruthers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Champ Summers pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morales is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monday moves to third. Jose Cardenal, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cardenal hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Dettery now pitching. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 3 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Foley bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Trillo covering, for the out. Biotner moves to second. 1 out. Darold Knowles now pitching. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bailey strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Biotner scores. It's 3-1, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kessinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Little now playing left field. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Trillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.